Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, May the 30th, 2025. 10, coming up on 11 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Today is the 103rd anniversary of President Harding dedicating the Lincoln Memorial. And we found a little footage here. I don't know if there'll be any sound. It's maybe 10 seconds. President Harding speaking on that day, so we'll give this a shot, but I'm not sure if there's any sound here, but let's see what happens. Apparently there is no sound there at all. Apparently that's just, a lot of times they just took the reel.
What are you going to do with just the reel?
Well, you can see them. There they were that day.
Well, yeah, you can see them. What's the point in seeing them if you can't hear what they're saying?
Well, there's the Lincoln Memorial dedication. I don't know if this has any sound or not. I guess we'll find out here momentarily. Uh-oh.
Music. They put music,
music behind it, but nothing more. Well, what can you do? Go ahead, caller.
When did Warren G. Harding die?
1923.
Okay. When did sound movies happen?
I don't know.
1928.
Well, the radio would have been around.
Yeah, but that's all you're going to get. Radio doesn't have pictures.
No, but there's no, I can't, I don't even see the radio.
Without images is just radio.
I don't even see the radio version of this. Maybe they didn't keep it. Maybe they just threw it in the garbage back then.
Well, the good thing is you can see him dedicating that, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Well, and the reason being is that was shot on nitrate film, which is highly volatile. Back then, they used to make what's called paper prints that went into the National Archives or the, National Archives. So that would preserve it. Copyright or patent as well. They would just make paper prints. So what you're seeing, in all likelihood, is a movie of a movie from a paper print.
Well, it's good that it's still there.
It's there.
All right. Hey.
So you can see him in action.
That's right. Hey, thanks. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So the 103rd anniversary of President Harding dedicating the Lincoln Memorial, and he also was the first president to speak on radio. Now, I don't know if that happened this day, but he was. So, there you go. All right. What else were we talking about? Well, Monday night city council meeting, the big kerfluffle, was should a 9-year-old girl be able to play baseball with the Youth Baseball League here in Marion?
Can a 9-year-old boy play softball?
No.
Then no.
So that's the standard.
Same sport in my mind, just bigger ball.
Well, now see, they said different sport.
Bigger ball.
That was one. Well, I don't know that that's true. I think softball and baseball are different.
How? You pitch a little different. Other than that, same game.
No, well, you put the pitch is underhanded. The ball is not really going to go as far because it's bigger and not as heavy. It's not the same game.
It's not the same.
Why would you relegate girls to softball and boys to baseball?
Why would you relegate boys to baseball and girls to softball and baseball?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why would you just have girls baseball? Why would you have softball?
All right. So the conclusion I've come to is if boys can't play softball, then girls can't play baseball.
But I don't think anybody's arguing that boys shouldn't be able to play softball. They're saying, why is there gender on this at all? It just came about because a girl wanted to play baseball.
Okay, well, I think you either get rid of both of them or keep both of them.
Well, yeah, I think that's where this is going. But my point is should she be allowed to play? That was the question.
I don't care if she plays or not.
Well, it was a big issue Monday. Big, long conversations about that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't really care if she plays.
Well, why do you think people do?
Do you get a free win if they don't have enough people?
Well, I'm sure, but...
All right, well, then they probably wanted a free win.
Okay, but this is the basis you're using it? This is why?
I mean, I don't see any other reason to care, really. I mean, if...
So you don't see a reason that she could not play?
No, but I also, like I said, I don't see a reason that a boy couldn't play softball.
Well, no, and I don't think anybody's arguing that they shouldn't.
All right. I mean, get rid of both of them, then.
Well, but I think the point is, why are the rules there to begin with? Because these are in the rule book. First rule, a matter of fact, for both.
I don't know. I didn't make the rules.
Well, I understand that. But it's a question. Talk show.
I don't know. Why? I don't know. It's just kind of been that way. Softball was for girls. Baseball was for boys.
Well, why is that?
I didn't make the rules. I don't know.
But if they're exactly the same thing, why do we do them differently? Why do they have different names? Why different balls?
Look, I'm with you. Personally, I think we should just... It's the same game in my eyes. Okay,
but it's not.
I mean, what's different about it?
Again, the balls, the way the ball
is
pitched.
I mean, I said, yeah, you pitch a little different. You pitch underhand instead of overhand. And
you're not seeing a whole lot of home runs in softball.
Because the ball is bigger and heavier.
Right. Right, that's a different game.
A baseball's small.
Baseball's all about the home run.
Not that thing about a million miles away.
Baseball's all about the home run.
I think people just like home runs. I don't think it's all about the home run.
Well, it is. They ask you, how many home runs have you got? If you hit a home run, they cheer. That's the thing.
Yeah, people like home runs. It's like people like Hail Marys. People love to see Hail Marys succeed, but football's not about Hail Marys.
But if you took them out and you said, well, this league can have them and this league can't, that would be a problem.
I mean, that's not what happened.
No, but maybe we should do that.
Why?
Well, because apparently adjustments need to be made here. We might as well make adjustments over there in that sport. And basketball, one league can have a slam dunk and the other league cannot. You can't touch the rim.
Look, I don't know. Same game.
So the question initially, should the girl be allowed to play? Should she have been yelled at and told to get off the field?
I don't know that she should have been yelled at, but, I mean, if it's in the rule book, then, yeah, she should have been told to get off the field.
I don't know why anybody is yelling at 8-year-old, 9-year-old girls anyway.
I mean,
I don't
see a reason.
On the baseball field.
I don't see a reason to be yelling at her, but, I mean, if it's in the rule book and they aren't going to change it, then, I mean, she can't play. Get off the field.
Go ahead.
Okay, little boys are made up of snips and snails and puppy dogs' tails. Little girls are made up of sugar and spice, but everyone is nice. That's where it all comes from.
Well, but
Americana, baby.
But what was interesting Monday night was that when this came up, if everybody would have said, oh, you know, that's wrong, we don't really need that, I don't think it would have been a question. But it went to Councilman Thaddeus Smith, said he didn't have a problem with girls being... I don't want to say ban, that's a heavy word, but girls not being allowed to play baseball. He said he didn't have a problem with it. Mr. Prater went on a whole speech about transgender and things.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, it happened. Just go back and listen to the tape. And he went on this whole...
Really mean, you know, what if you have a girl that wants to be a boy? Why can't he play?
Is that pretty much it?
No, it went on much longer. And something about Texas was in there, too. Some family members he had in Texas. And then Ralph Smith jumped in and said something. He said he didn't have a problem with it, but he could understand why there could be a problem. Now, his speech was a little more, I think, trying to play both sides. And then Sean Barr said he and the mayor would look into it. Because I guess Sean is heavily involved. And then Ayers Ratliff said that maybe she should not be allowed to play because where do we draw the line age-wise on this? No, it really got people talking Monday.
Age-wise,
I guess it depends on the position. If you allow girls to play hardball, okay? The position they play, I mean, would you want a girl to be a catcher? I mean, do they make cups for women?
Well, what about girls who are catchers in softballs? Because the ball's not hard? I mean, a ball coming at you with a pretty good speed.
Well, I think getting smacked in the face by a softball.
Those girls, my God, I'd hate to be hit by a softball with the way some of those girls throw those things.
Well, isn't that, I guess that's the point we're making.
The control and speed that they have. I don't understand why they would even really want to play baseball with the guys when... I think it's more entertaining to watch the girls play softball. It's just amazing.
Well, but they are different games, I guess, is the point.
Well, it's baseball, but it's softball for whatever reason. And however, that might be something to look up on Google. When did softball come into being? But the fact of the matter is, hey, if a girl wants to play hardball, and the parents, there are more, I guess, inherent potential for an accident, more so playing hardball than there is softball. But, hey, let somebody do whatever they want to do until it comes to the point, well, we can't have girls because they're getting hurt too much, or whatever the reason may be. Let them play. Play ball.
There you go. All right. 740-383-9944. Now, does it sound like a difficult job to be a catcher for a softball league?
I don't know. I mean, I had a friend who played catcher in softball all throughout high school. She liked it.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's not likable, but I'm saying, is that really comparable to a catcher for baseball?
Yeah.
Well, how's that comparable? The ball's not as hard, and it's a big ball.
You're doing the same thing.
No, you're not. A catcher in baseball...
It's the same thing. The ball is going a little bit fast. Well, I don't know about a little. I don't know how
fast. Okay, if I throw
the ball's going faster, and it's smaller. But other than that, you're doing the same exact thing.
Right, you don't think it's easier to lose a smaller ball?
I think it'd be easier to have a big ball pop out of your glove.
Okay, well, I'm not even sure they use a glove.
They use...
I don't...
What? You're telling me they're just going to catch it with their hands? No!
It's not a heavy ball.
To be catching a ball going... Yes! To be throwing it however fast they're throwing it to catch it with their hands? Yeah, it's a bit of a heavy ball.
I've always felt that the catcher...
Why not catch a baseball
with their hands? Who's a famous catcher?
Who is a famous catcher? I don't watch
catcher
baseball.
Is not the good position to be in baseball, softball, whatever you are.
I can name one baseball player who currently plays, and that's just because he's the popular guy.
No, I'm just saying, have you ever heard of a catcher being the star of the game?
I don't even know what positions there are in baseball.
Well, then I don't think this is really your subject.
I know pitcher and I know catcher.
Okay, so then how can you defend the catchers?
I know outfielder, left fielder, center field, shortstop. I know all the positions.
Okay, then there you go. You knew more than you thought. I'm just saying, I don't know really, aside from catching the ball and every so often trying to throw somebody out if they're stealing a base, what a catcher does.
They catch the ball?
Catch the ball. As does everybody else.
They stop people from getting home.
Go ahead.
Johnny Bench.
Well, yeah, but don't you think he was famous for other things as well?
Well, I mean, it was predominantly baseball.
No, baseball, but I'm just saying, I don't think it was he as a catcher. I mean, he was also a very good hitter. Had he been a poor hitter, we wouldn't have heard much about him.
But here, softball was invented in 1887 at the Farragut Boat Club in Chicago, Illinois. The game was spontaneously created when a Yale fan threw a boxing glove at a Harvard fan, leading a reporter named George Hancock to suggest playing a game of indoor baseball.
Well, see, there you go.
And the first game, Hancock used boxing glove laces to tie a ball together and marked out a playing area with chalk, resulting in a game that ended, 41-40. So anyway, do the thing on Google, and you'll find more information about it than you could ever want, unless you're going to be on Jeopardy.
There you go. Thank you. Well, now there's softball for you. So completely different. They were throwing boxing gloves around.
I don't care.
Well, you have to care.
The man, look. All I'm saying is, the man who founded softball said, "Hey guys, look, we should just have an indoor baseball game." He literally made an indoor baseball game, and then eventually
but
they
evolved
into softball.
Glove.
I don't care. It's an indoor baseball game.
What if
it's himself?
I think we should take away footballs and just throw potatoes. Same theme, same game, same idea. You can do all the same things with a potato. Why make those footballs?
Well, because footballs are aerodynamic. They fly.
No,
potatoes, forget. Potatoes don't fly like that.
And a boxing glove doesn't fly like a baseball.
They didn't use a boxing glove.
Oh, how well
they
do you think that ball was? I think
they
that's nonsense.
The ball. They did it.
Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944.
Also,
I think it's all goofy.
Also, baseball, they have a bigger field. I looked it up. Baseball's is 90 yards.
There you are.
Softball's is 60.
There's another problem.
Well, I don't think it's a problem. I think they just shrunk the field.
But you think a catcher is a star player back to that point?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think the catcher's pretty important.
No. For what? Catching the ball?
What do you mean for what?
You have the umpire catching the ball.
Imagine you had a catcher who dropped the ball every time. You know how many bases would get stolen?
Yeah, but I don't think that's how you win the game. I don't think you win with the catcher.
It doesn't matter. You don't win with an offensive line, but the offensive line is the most important.
You're stopping the other team from scoring. That's important. What's the catcher doing?
How is the defense?
Really?
He catches the ball that you missed, which, right. I mean, that's a strike.
Okay, but again, the strike has to be thrown.
Yeah, but... Okay, so he catches the strike. Okay, but also.
But he also catches the ball. He also catches then.
His job, like the catcher's job, is to be there to catch the ball and play defense.
My guess is most catchers were not good players because I'm not saying all, but I'm saying I bet you were not a good player, and that's how you became the catcher.
I don't know about that.
But all you have to do, you don't even have to stand. You're like crouching over there.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be standing.
No, it's almost like punishment.
By the end of the game.
It's like punishment. It's like, you know what?
No.
I don't even think you can make it through this game standing the whole time. Just crouch over there.
No. No.
You don't even have to catch the ball when it's hit by the other team.
They play defense.
That's how you get an out.
They play
you catch
defense
the ball.
On home
how
plate.
Can the
they
catcher...
play defense on the most important part of
no,
the
No, they don't. You could have like a net back there. It'd be the same thing. Catching the ball, throw it back to the pitcher. Catch the ball, throw it back to the pitcher. What? How many times does it come down to defending home? You get your outs usually on the bases.
Yeah.
Or you get a right fielder, center fielder, outfielder catching the ball.
That's why baseball sucks.
Because catchers are useless?
Because the whole game's just kind of... They hit the ball, and then you see the outfielder run around for a second, and he stares up, puts his glove up, and goes...
Yeah.
Yep, and then you're out.
Well, they also can miss it.
And that's the whole... No! Tell me, they don't miss. They don't miss things in the MLB.
Oh, they miss them all the time.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
They're pros. They don't miss it.
No, of course they do.
Maybe if they have to dive.
What does this have to do with a 9-year-old girl playing baseball in Marion, Ohio?
Look, I don't know. I thought that conversation was over. I gave my opinions.
No, so you think she should?
I don't see why not. I don't care.
Okay, fine. Change the rules. Do what you want. 740-383-9944. If you have any...
if you change the rules on that, you got to change the rules in softball, too.
Why? You said it's the same game.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're going to change the game, or change the rules on softball to where girls can play baseball... Or sorry, change the rules on baseball to where girls can play baseball, then you got to let boys play softball.
Well, I don't know why this is an issue to begin with.
Because that's how the rules were written?
Aren't some people just better than others?
That's how sports work.
Right, but, well, sometimes. Because when we get in all this transgender stuff, no, it's all about the gender you are. It's not really who's better and who's not.
Look, we've been over this, okay.
Right, I think you're about to make my point, but go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, if you were a, like, I don't know, if you were ranked, like, doesn't matter, if you were ranked, like, 200 or something, like, as a guy, and then you transitioned to a woman and you played women's sports, the odds you're going to be 200, you're going to be better
than
200.
Right, so it is gender. It's not quality of how good you can play, it's what gender you are.
I'm not saying, I'm sure that there were girls who could beat, like, Leah Thomas, I think, is the swimmer. I'm sure there were girls who could beat Leah Thomas.
But not all.
not the majority, as a matter of fact. She won the national
championship. To where we have to create a rule that says this cannot happen.
Well, to where the president has to ban it.
No, people were upset about it before, obviously.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't do anything about it. The NCAA obviously didn't care.
But you felt there needed to be something done.
I was a proponent of it.
Okay, so again, not based on quality. That's what I always said. I said, if you can play, you can't. If you can't play, you can't play. Why does this matter? Well, apparently it does. Gender does matter. It's not your quality. You could be the best female basketball player in the world. You could be the best male basketball player in the world. The male basketball player is going to be better than the female.
Like, if we took Caitlin Clark out of the WNBA and stopped
her. I think somebody did take her out. I saw she was in the newspaper. She's got some kind of injury.
That's not. It's not what I meant, but.
But I think that was on the front page of some paper yesterday.
But no, if we took Caitlin Clark out of the WNBA and put her in the NBA, she would be. I don't know. She'd probably make a roster, but I don't think she'd be a depth player. She wouldn't be a starter.
There you go. So it's not quality of the play.
Well, I mean, it is quality of the play, but she's just not as good as the majority of the people
in
the NBA.
She's the best female player there is.
Okay.
So again.
And Serena Williams, the best female tennis player there was, lost to mid-ranked men.
Right. So
on multiple occasions.
So it's gender, not quality of play.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
Well, that's not what you said earlier.
Most of the time.
You said it's how good you play. All I'm saying. I don't really care about any of this.
I don't know.
People can do what they want.
I wouldn't even be opposed to, like, a woman in the NFL. If they wanted to draft a woman into the NFL, go for it. But she better be good.
Well, isn't that the whole point? You don't have to take. That's what I don't understand about any of this. You don't have to accept the player on the team. So why is this even an issue?
Wait, what do you mean?
In professional sports, you don't have to accept anybody on the team. Okay, so if you don't want the girl on the team because you don't think she's at the caliber of what you want, then why is she on the team anyway?
Band-aid player? There's a lot of those.
Okay, then again, you made that choice to put her on the team.
Well, yeah, but a Band-Aid player, like, you're really not. They made a choice to put you on the team for now. Like, you were never a long-term goal. They're going to put you on the team until they have somebody to replace you, and then they're going to get rid of you.
Go ahead, caller.
Why, Matt?
Yes.
Give me a little explanation about football in the, when the ball is, the center, you used to use the terms height the ball.
Yeah.
Then isn't that when they're right up there, right behind them, right close, and receive the ball right under between the legs?
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, they can do shotgun and like snap
the
ball back. But yeah,
shotgun,
yeah.
Shotgun, and
yeah.
Then there's sometimes they get right up there like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
so what do you call that? What do you call that position there when out? They call they're in the shotgun, they're in the tee. What do you call that one when they're right up behind? Isn't there a name for it?
I'm sure there's a name for it. I can't think of it. It's just this. I mean, that's just like the standard.
I'll get my point across now. When I was growing up, and we played what they call sandlot. You know the terminology of sandlot basketball or baseball and. Basketball and all those. You just played on the courts that the city had around, and there was some diamonds here and there, and a shovel diamond and stuff like that, fields that they put up for the kids in the neighborhoods to go over and play, right? You heard of that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the terminology of that, here's the point I'm getting at. We had some girls growing up with us. Oh, isn't that coincidental? We had girls growing up with us and went to school with them and sat beside them and all that kind of stuff. Isn't that coincidental? But there was a few girls that we all liked them. They're nice. They're in the neighborhood. and they come over, and we didn't have enough to even up the size, so the girl said, "Hey, I'll play. What position you want me to play?" And the guy said, "I'm a quarterback. You play center." And she said, "Oh, no, I'm not playing center. You have to get way back." And so there's the terminology. I have to laugh when they talk about the male and female playing sports and stuff together. So I thought that was funny. You guys say stuff you think is funny, but I thought that was a little catcher. But then get back to the parents. We started having children and stuff, do you notice that how big the female is today compared to the little girls that was back years ago? Scott and Matt, this is both for both of you to answer on.
Yeah.
And so the daddies, I worked with a guy over to Shovel, and he was one of the boys so bad, and he kept trying, and I worked Shovel for a couple years on that space crawler and stuff, so I have a little something to brag a little bit about that. But anyhow, Foxy was his name, and I saw him later after I left there and went to the railroad, and I said, "Hey, Foxy," I said, "did you ever get that boy?" He said, "No, I didn't." He said, "I had 7 girls." And so getting back to that, the dads and the girls started getting big and round, bigger and bigger in generations and stuff. And like one of the callers said there, I've seen when our granddaughters and grandsons was in school, the girls, man, I couldn't, I was a good ball player. I couldn't hit a softball at the speed that they enter. And I'm sure both of you seen girls play softball, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And could you really determine, if you really was up there, could you say you could really determine the differential in a fastball between a guy and a gal in pitching? They got the speed, but in softball, you know, the way they throw that baby's coming in there. Matt or Scott, have you ever played with some girls that is really good athletes in school and stuff, ever play a softball game at a party or something like that? Was you ever to a graduation, Matt or Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we play baseball at cookouts sometimes.
Would you admit today that the girls could play really great at a function like that, couldn't they? With the boys and guys or dads and moms and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So everything's matured up, and getting back to the story, maybe this fella here that is talking about the 9-year-old and stuff, maybe that's all he has is girls. He wants to see them play ball. And wouldn't it be kind of easy that that particular time they didn't have? And here's the thing, too. There's 9 on a baseball team, softball team, right?
Yep.
So wouldn't it be nice if they only needed 1 girl that she could just been slipped in there and went on? But that's the trouble. We get too persnickety about stuff like that. And then if there's something coming up and something about it, well, then maybe we can iron it out and have that. But I can't see why that a girl would be ordered off a field and stuff like that. That really hurt that. May have ruined her career of wanting to play ball in her life, you know what I mean? So my opinion would be that they got a bum rap right there. But there's people right today, and don't you think the girls are a lot bigger than they was when they're smaller? I mean, you guys are young men, but do you agree with that?
Oh yeah, certainly some are. Yeah.
Yeah. Would there's somebody, Matt, you got to answer on this now. What do you think?
I mean, I certainly think that women are more athletic now than they were back in the day, if that's the question, but I think that the same would apply for the men. I think that the men have gotten more athletic, too. I mean, every year that people get taller, faster, stronger.
Yeah, that's right. There's the answer I like to hear. And, you know, true to the fact, but look at all the things, the training and stuff they can get today. the girls and the guys, they go to the summer camps, and some of the parents has got money to send them summer camps, some has not. But so all that transpires and stuff.
See, that's what I've always said. I think that's where, if we're talking about unfair advantages, which is really what this is a conversation about for most people.
That's right.
It's about if you have money to send your kid to a special trainer or a special camp or something like that, they're going to have an edge. Now, I don't hear people complaining about that.
And they do it all the time. And other people just got to step back and they can do that. But you know, after the long run, I'm at the age now where I can reflect back to other guys and gals and stuff that I was around growing up and stuff that had children just like we did, and I can see the athletic part, and some of them did, and boy, more so now, you guys, more so than ever, is the camps and stuff they go to and come back and. And then we're talking about money sewed in there too, you know, that naturally they're going to get the go ahead. But that part right there with the guys and the gals and the parents that's got girls, they like to see them play ball too and everything. But I had to throw that little gig in. They said, "Yeah, but I ain't going to hike the ball." So is that the terminology? When you was announcing a football game, didn't you used to say hike? Matt?
Yeah, the ball was hiked, yeah.
Yeah, and they're right up there at the crotch, and they put up there. They might even give a tap on the butt that to hike the ball, but I think they holler out the signals. And the catcher, he's down there, and he's got one finger, two fingers, three fingers, four fingers. And I was a pitcher in Little League coming up through the ranks and stuff like that, but there's always a signal. So a guy and a gal, if they give the signal, they know it's going to be inside or high or low because they're giving the signal. So they're going to be in that squat position, and they're going to be, I think you brought it up there, that a girl could catch as, or couldn't catch as well as a guy catcher, Pete Rose and Johnny Bench, and, you know, those are the trio. Wasn't that money too, Scott?
Yeah, no, I think that a girl could catch as well. I just don't think a male catcher or a female catcher is as important to the game as other positions.
You mean any catcher in any leagues or anything like that?
Yeah, any male.
They aren't as important as a pitcher?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the pitcher.
Well, they wouldn't have a game if they didn't have the catcher to catch the ball.
Oh, no, you've got to have the catcher. You've got to have the. But I'm just saying, I think of all the positions on the field, the catcher is probably the least important. And probably if you have a good hitter like Johnny Bench, but he's not good at anything else, he will be your catcher.
Yeah, okay, I'll go along with that kind of stuff, too. But you know what? That catcher, and you know it, Scott, you talk about baseball all your life. That's the best sport you like, and take me out to the ball game, but you haven't taken me yet. Buy me some peanuts and crackers, Zach.
You never know.
Maybe you'll get around someday, and we can you can reverse me a little bit better. But, no, yeah, you know what? The catcher, a lot of ball games, when they're stealing to second, can get out of that crotch position and throw it almost out of that crotch position and put them out at second base. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and that's the I think, top for the catcher. And it is a good thing to do. But when somebody's stealing a base, they've got to have their eye.
And a girl worrying about her getting hurt, well, the guy, he's got the face mask. He's got the tab padding down there for his privates and stuff. So, oh, yeah, you might get hit in the arm or something like that, but very seldom. But the catcher and the pitcher, they're giving signals to each other what to do and this and that. They give the nod or they don't give the nod. And do you see that much anymore? I don't watch the sports. How about that, you guys, in baseball? Does the pitcher give the nod or the nod? I haven't paid that much attention. How about it, Scott?
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah, the catcher will signal what he wants, and the pitcher, yeah, they're working together.
Do they still do that? You can see that. I mean, I don't know how the cameramen and stuff do it anymore, but I just thought I'd put a little bit in there. But, yeah, boys and gals, we played together on Sandlot, but they wouldn't going to hike the ball. You had to stand back to get it, so I thought that was pretty good.
I understand. Thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Looked it up, and the two most important positions in baseball are the catcher and the pitcher. Because
they work
in tandem. The catcher
What
calls,
does that mean?
The catcher tells the pitcher what ball to throw. They tell the pitcher, they do the fielding strategies, apparently, and they throw out runners stealing bases.
Yeah, the catcher is doing, the manager can't scream the play out.
Well, yeah,
but that doesn't mean you're a good player. I'm talking about the quality
I
of the player.
Important.
I'm talking about the quality of the player. I'm saying if you are a great hitter and we want to have you out on the field when we're not hitting, then you probably are going to be the catcher because that is the most useless part of the game.
Important.
The pitcher has got to pitch. That's the most important. But the outfielders, they've got to catch the ball. They've got to be in the right position. They've got to throw the ball fast to get the people out. The catcher really doesn't have to do that. The home plate out is usually the least...
Look, I don't watch baseball. Don't really care about baseball.
Well, then you shouldn't have an opinion on this.
I'm
we'll just go
saying,
right along here.
I'm just saying that via the little Google search I did, I read two different...
You know something? I'm going to bring up these Google searches. Wrong they are.
I read two
all
different,
the time.
I read two different articles, and both of the articles said that the most important positions in baseball were the catcher and pitcher.
And I don't care. So there you go.
I guess it's the other way around, though. They said pitcher and catcher.
I don't care because I've been to baseball games. They don't move. They just throw the ball. That's it.
I think you're just underestimating what they do.
Why? Okay, so let's take the people out of the outfield and just leave the catcher back there.
All right, well, let's just get rid of the catcher, and then when people just throw on base, a net could do the job of a catcher. No!
Yes, it could. If baseball adopted a rule...
The first baseman or the pitcher or the third baseman would have to run all the way to home base to grab the ball.
No. I'm saying that if baseball adopted a rule that said that you
I'll
cannot...
I'll just start bunting the ball every time, honestly.
Let me get through a sentence. If the baseball adopted a rule that said you cannot steal a base, what would the function of the catcher be beyond a net?
Why would they ban base stealing?
Well, it's not the most important part of baseball. It's probably you can go.
Why would they ban?
All kind of games can go on where you don't see anybody steal a base.
Yeah, I'm sure, and you know, but like they tried to ban the tush push, but that was for health.
No, but I'm saying there is no game that you watch in nine innings where the ball doesn't go up in the air at some point. There is no game that you watch where a strike isn't thrown. There is no game that you watch where a home run does not get hit. There is no game that you watch where a foul ball does not get hit. These are things that happen. The catcher could sit there the entire game and never have to throw that ball anywhere. Look, but back to the pitcher.
The catcher tells the pitcher what to do, and he
does not tell the pitcher what to do. The manager is telling the pitcher what to do, and the catcher's just signaling. It's like smoke signals with the Native Americans. That's all the catcher's doing.
The catcher tells the pitcher what to do, and he's also control of the outfielding.
He's in control of the outfielding.
I guess. I don't know.
No, he's not in control of the outfielding.
It says fielding strategies.
You think those outfielders, when the person comes up to bat, they don't know if that person's a good hitter or not?
It says fielding strategies.
Anyway, it's nothing. And the point is, just to make the point again, which I think was made very well there, the real leg up in sports in 2025 are these camps and the money that is spent, personal trainers that people have now. That's how you get that's an unfair advantage over somebody who can't do that.
I don't know. I know plenty of kids who went to those camps and were still less good than, I mean,
there is always that case. But you know what? There's also always a case that a girl or a guy could come in and not play as well. But we want to ban these things. So I think we should ban the camps.
Why?
Because it's an unfair advantage for somebody who is not as financially affluent as somebody else.
No.
It is.
I mean, at that point, you might as well ban colleges. Alabama's a lot better than Ohio. And obviously, if you go to Ohio, the odds you go to the NFL are a lot less than you go to Alabama. Alabama's just got a better training program.
But they have to accept you. You don't have to be accepted by a personal trainer. Just pay him the money. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, all those professional people, they started in high school, grade school, and everything, and they come up through the ranks. And, buddy, I'll tell you, Scott, you got to remember one thing. I hear you use the word I all the time. You always use the word I. You got to learn to spell the word team. And if you haven't got a team, you haven't got a ball club. And the ball club comes from the guy, the owner, clear down to the players. And then players don't make that team unless they know every inch of that field. And their eyes there, and they even study all the teammates that they play and stuff over the years and the stuff. They know that they're going to go right or left, and some of them can go both ways, and they're the tough ones. And they're all professional people, and that's what they love and eat it. They even had to put a track back in the field where the home runs are hit. Those guys are so dedicated and running so hard and so tough, and I mean they're sprinters out there running after that ball, and they have to put a warning track up because them guys run in there, and some of them got really seriously hitting the fence trying to get that ball. And look how they jump into the air, the athletic ability and stuff. You're true to the fact they learn and they stuff, and every one of us is learning today and still learning till the day you die, and the wind better, and it's getting better and better. And they said, when is it going to end?
I don't think it's going to end,
but they're going to have to do something because they're running out of room. The fence is going to have to get back, and the baseball clubs only own about the next 10 feet back there, so they have to build a new stadium. Have a good day, you
Thank
guys.
You, bye. All I'm saying, of course baseball's a team. I mean, if you put four players out against nine, the team with nine is going to win. I guess the point I'm making is, I don't think any baseball manager, coach, GM ever said, you know, if we just had a better catcher, we could really get in the World Series. I don't think that has ever been uttered anywhere in any clubhouse in baseball. I don't think anybody ever said, oh my God, our catcher can't play today. We might not be able to do this game.
I don't know. I think if catchers were really that non-important to baseball, they wouldn't be there. It's like fullbacks.
No, you've got to have a baseball, just like you've got to have an umpire. But it's just not the most important spot. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I beg to differ with you there. I mean, the catcher is one of the most athletic people on the field. Can you imagine getting down in that squat all game long? How that would be on your knees. And normally catcher is a good hitter. Like Johnny Bench, you know, they're power hitters.
Exactly.
You know?
They've got to have a better, yes, it's just got to be more than
a catcher.
Catcher
back there, when the first pitch is thrown, the pitcher would have to go back to the backstop there, way back there, and get the ball. Come back up, throw another pitch, and go back there and get the ball. And throw another pitch, and if the catcher misses the ball on a strike or something like that, what does the hitter get to do?
Here's my point. I think my point is being missed. Here's my point.
When the next ball is thrown, he'll take second or maybe even third. And when the next ball's thrown, he's taken home.
Right, but here's, I guess, the point I'm the way baseball is set up, you do have to have a catcher.
Are they going
to
ban bunts?
No, here's my point. First of all, a lot of times the pitcher goes and gets the bunt. Now, my point...
Why would the pitcher go...
Depends on how far you bunt the ball.
He's right there.
Okay, so my point is this. To say that they're the most athletic person, I think, is not right at all, because I think in your first sentence, you pointed out what I've been saying all morning, is that they must be a good hitter. Because if they weren't a good hitter, they wouldn't be on the team. Because a catcher alone is not making a team win or lose a game. And how many bunts are in a baseball game?
Watch a game tonight. Pitchers,
and see how many bunts there are. How many bunts do you think there are in a game?
Outfielders bat.
Does anybody answer the question
bat,
I'm asking?
Catchers bat.
There's a question mark.
They
here.
All bat.
How many bunts are in the average baseball
game? I don't watch baseball.
Merely one. Maybe one?
If there's no catcher, I bet you there'd be more than one.
Okay, first of all, you can't bunt the ball if you don't have a catcher. But that's like saying, well, you know what, let's get rid of the outfielder so you can't hit home runs. You're talking about insanity.
Why can't you bunt the ball if you don't have a catcher?
Huh?
Why can't you bunt the ball if you don't have a catcher?
Because you would have to take that away, because that's the only thing the catcher does, and that should signify something.
They defend home. There's nobody there to catch the ball if the runner's heading home.
You think the pitcher couldn't get over there by the person time the person runs the bases?
They defend the most important play. They defend the most important.
Okay, so who is the least important person in baseball? Let's go that way.
Who is the least important?
You want to bunt it down third baseline, preferably, and.
Okay, so my question is, let's forget this. Who is the least important person on the field? If it's not the catcher, who is it?
I would say one of the fielders.
Shortstop. I don't know.
You can get by with two outfielders.
Shortstop? No, my God. If it starts to go through second and third base, it's just going to go.
I'd probably get rid of the center fielder and then just have the
What if the ball goes in center field?
Well, that's why you have the left or the right fielder get it.
No, they're in the left and right field.
Cut the field in half. Cut the outfield in half. It's not that hard of a concept.
Okay, well, then just cut home plate out.
Or something like that. But if you don't have a catcher there, the catcher... Catcher, a lot of times, you know, Johnny Bench is a big boy. When they're coming home, that catcher just sits on the plate and says, see if you can get the plate, buddy. And the catcher will have to take on that person.
From one of our...
And they're trying to knock him off that base so he can get home.
From one of our listeners, if the catcher doesn't catch, the other team can score a run after run. Important plays, they are always at home plate. Yes, and as long as baseball is played that way, you've got to have every position. But what is the least important...
I looked it up. I have an answer.
Oh, no, you don't. You have an internet answer. Go ahead.
Look, I don't watch baseball, so the internet answer is the best I got for you. In baseball, the right fielder is often considered the least important position due to several factors, including right fielders typically see fewer batted balls, and the position demands less athleticism and speed compared to other positions like center field or shortstop.
Right.
So, right fielder.
No, catcher's not in there.
Well, you know, for that matter, you could have the... And they do
neither
do
is
that
pitching.
With some... people hitting. You know, first and third baseman, you know, they'll go back in the outfield a little bit.
You know as well as I do, if you have somebody who cannot catch balls that are high up in the air, or somebody who cannot catch balls that are hit very fast, you are going to make them your catcher. Because that all you got to do is catch the ball that the pitcher's throwing. That's all you've got to do. Essentially, in a game, there might be one bunt, one play in that game that you have some importance in. And as far as scoring home plate and getting somebody out, how many outs are scored at home plate? Not a whole lot. First base, more outs are at first base than anywhere else. Does that make the first baseman far more important than the second or third baseman? No, because you can still get them out in second or third base. Depends on where the ball's hit.
The most important player in the infield.
What's that?
The shortstop's the most important.
Well, Matt wanted to take out the shortstop.
A lot more ground.
Matt thought taking out the shortstop was the good idea. He's the least important player.
I don't know anything about baseball. I looked it up. That's why I have an answer now.
All I'm saying is the catcher is only important maybe three plays in the average game. You cannot say that about the outfielders. You can't say that about the shortstop. And you can't say that about the pitcher.
There's outfielders that sit back here and never get a ball hit to them.
I guarantee there are more balls going to each side of the field than there are bunts in a game or stolen second bases.
Yeah, there's. But how does that guy steal second base? If you don't have a catcher back there, or you don't have a good catcher that can place that ball where it needs to be, that guy's got the base.
Listen, I could go play catcher right now for a team.
You have to be almost as accurate as a pitcher.
I could. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I could go play catcher for the Cincinnati Reds. Here's all I got to be able to do.
No, you wouldn't last a game.
No, I'd
all game long. You wouldn't last a game. You wouldn't walk after that. Your knees would be killing you.
No, see now, right there. If that's the whole qualification for a catcher, is that my knees are going to be bothering me? This is not an important part of the game. I could get a lawn chair and get up out there. Oh, a bunt. Let me walk over here 10 feet and throw the ball. This is not difficult stuff.
the catcher takes the most abuse in a game than all those ones on the field. If not a whole lot, there's not a whole lot of people that could do the catcher's job.
Listen, the catcher is the only person with a face mask.
That's because the ball's heading directly at his face.
And how many people have ever had an issue with that?
With what?
What, with them wearing
Maybe
a
they
face
put
mask?
The ugliest person at catcher. Maybe they just don't want to see their face in the game. They make them wear that catcher's, you know, that guard on their face.
Been ugly because when he was in Little League, they didn't have a face mask, and he got beat in the face with it all. The ball all the time.
All I'm saying is I'll call the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon and see if they need a catcher.
You know, I had to reboot what do they call that program I'm listening to?
Tune in,
yeah. I had to reboot
that thing this morning, huh?
Reboot that, and then I could hear you.
I'll tell you what, if it was a catcher, they couldn't have got it done. They wouldn't have heard the game all day. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
We're coming back after the break. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. By the way, go out and practice being a catcher. I'm sure you'll be an expert by the time we get back from break. We'll be back.
I did as a more of a yell, war cry than a yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget?